page 27, activity 1, to study the process of sublimation. Now in this activity, there's a diagram. You can see the diagram. We have learnt about the different apparatuses. You have to add two more labelings to this diagram. Can you see the tripod stand? Please mark the tripod stand and the wire gauze on top of the tripod stand. Wire gauze. Now what is sublimation? Sublimation is a process in which a solid substance turns directly into the vapor form without changing into liquid. There are certain substances which sublime. Iodine, naphthalene, ammonium chloride. These are substances which can sublime. So here in this activity we take some powdered crystals of iodine in a china dish on which an inverted funnel is placed. The stem of the funnel is plugged with cotton so that the iodine vapors cannot escape. Now when we heat the china dish on the sand bath, deep violet vapors of iodine is seen. These are the sublime. The iodine directly changes into the vapor form, and then again when it condenses on the cooler walls of the funnel, we get back the sublimate or the iodine. This process shows the sublimation of iodine. Physical and chemical changes. A physical change is one in which the substance undergoing the change is not destroyed. No new element or compound is formed. Only the color, shape or size of the substance may change. So this sublimation of iodine which we have learned just now is also a physical change. Conversion of water into ice. And again, when it changes back to water, that's also a physical change. Breaking of chalk stick. Glowing of an electric bulb. Molding of clay. These are all physical changes. Chemical change. A chemical change is one in which new substances are formed. The properties of the substance before and after the change are different because new properties are different from the previous ones. Original properties disappear and it's a permanent change which is irreversible. Like burning of paper, burning of wood. What happens when paper is burned? We get carbon dioxide, water vapors and ash. We cannot get back that paper or wood again. That is why it's a chemical change. Similarly, rusting of iron, burning of magnesium, souring of milk, these are all chemical changes. Burning of a candle. When candle burns, it also melts. Now melting will be a physical change because on cooling, solid wax is formed again. But burning produces carbon dioxide and moisture. So these are new substances which are formed. Therefore, burning of a candle is an irreversible chemical change because we cannot get back the candle from the gas or the moisture formed during the burning process. Cooking of food, that is also another chemical change. Complex carbohydrates are broken down into simple sugars when food is cooked. So it is a chemical change.